I want to review one more video before we get up out of here, and it's a man that says that people cannot pay their rent and they basically going broke out here in these streets. Let me see what his name is.
Hey, what it is, YouTube?
His name is
Campaign SG.
Campaign SG. His name is Campaign SG, living with Papa Dozier. That's a heck of a name. Listen, big dog. Make sure y'all, if y'all like what it is that he's talking about, then go and check out his channel. His name is Campaign SG. Y'all sent this to me to review, so I'm going to check it out. He got, as of the recording of this video, he got 1.37,000 subscribers. Campaign SG, living with Papa Dozier. You got to shorten that name up, big dog. That's bad marketing. Anyways, we're going to review the video. Let me see if I can get this up. We're going to review the video. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. If y'all like his channel, go and check it out. Tell him I sent y'all. Let's get to it. What up, Quentin?
Hey, what it is, YouTube? It's your boy, Pot Doge, man. Campaign SG. Back with another video, man. On my way from the job. On my way to the crib from the job. But, I seen this topic on YouTube, man. I just wanted to speak on it, man. You know, because I got a like a little interesting story about it, man. But, hey, man, I remember, I remember like it was so long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. But, like, a few years ago.
Shout out to M5. Send me an email. I'll come and check y'all out.
Man, when everything kind of first shot up, and I moved in this apartment. You feel me? Rent was like $1,600 when I first moved in it. A year later, rent went up $400. You feel me? To $2,000. And man, I ain't gonna lie. Like I remember, like people rent was going up $500, $600 in 1 year. Like, and I'm gonna be real. That was the first time I really like moved out on my own. So I'm like,
welcome to the real world, young man. Life is not a game. A lot of people rented during the pandemic. And what happened was they got a really, really, really good deal during the pandemic in order for people to stay because the market demanded for it. And so people dropped their prices and y'all thought that y'all was going to be able to keep those same prices for a long time. It wasn't. It was going to go back up to market rate. And if you didn't lock in for a longer term lease, then you was going to be forced to make an adjustment based off of whatever the market was. The other side of it is you moved out on your own. I always personally recommend for people to stay as long as they possibly can, unless you're getting married or something. And even if you get married, sometimes you can still stay and stack up, stay as long as you possibly can for you to be able to make a real move. Use the time that you have living with your parents or living with whoever it is that you live with in order to run up a bag. In order to run up a bag. I am not letting my daughter move out on her own until she gets married. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to build a guest house and let her stay in the guest house of the new property that I'm closing on today. All right. So let me continue to hear what he got to say.
You feel me? Like, man, I don't deserve this shit. You feel me? Because it's like, damn. But.
Somebody said that's BS, just greed. Greed is good. Do something about it. Because when they got to drop the rates in order to be able to survive, you're not going to come over and pay extra. And so they're going to take advantage of when the boom bust cycle, when it's booming, they're going to boom. When the rent moratorium was on, y'all wasn't trying to pay y'all rent on time. Y'all was just going to hold on until y'all got kicked out. Listen. Don't listen to nobody sit there and complain about whether or not you're making your bag. At all. That's just greed. Well, go live somewhere else. That's why we live in a free market. You can go and do whatever it is that you want to do. But if you want what's happening over there, you got to pay for it. You can't just pick and choose the prices that you want to pay based off of what you think that they should be charging you. You don't know what their costs are. They can have an adjustable rate mortgage. They could sell it over into a completely new investor and then a new investor want to raise the prices because they got to get a return on them. You have no clue. You just assuming. You have no clue.
the reason I want to speak on that, because how that made, you know, it's different ways you could go about it, you know. What I did, you know, what I did when the rent went up, the extra $400, and it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me paying my own rent. It's me and my girl, you know. Shit, yeah, get more expensive.
It's your girl.
You know, we a team. You feel me? But like I had put some money into this thing, like this little investment. I put a few $1,000s, and you know, I started making money from it every month. But I remember how, you know, somebody, I had a family member who was living in the same complex, whatever. And like, certain people could take these type of situations different, because it just show how messed up, and I don't want to say how messed up the economy is, but it just show that even if you out here working and you just doing the average shit, it ain't enough, bro. Because this shit had people like on eggshells. I'm talking about praying, and it ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's like damn near wanna like cry behind this shit, you feel me? Because it's like think about it, like, well, I only say think about it because I know a lot of y'all went through this same thing, you feel me? I seen some people say they rent went up $600-$700 in one year.
Y'all got, listen, shout out to homie again. His name is let me show his name in order. His name is Campaign SG, living with Papa Dozier. Listen, y'all, if y'all gonna be content creators, you gotta expand your vocabulary. You can't say, you know what I'm saying, all of that stuff. You gotta listen back to the stuff that you're saying, because if you communicate this way on camera, you communicate 10 times that way in person, on interviews, networking, talking to people, putting yourself in a position for people to subscribe to you, taking you seriously when it comes to the content that you create. You have to expand your vocabulary. You can't say, you understand. You got to invest in yourself, invest in growth, all right? I want to hear the rest of what he's saying.
And that don't make no sense, you feel me? And then even, like, I moved out that apartment, but the year after that, it went up another $200. So that means rent would have went up $600 in 2 years, from $1,600 to $2,200. And it's like, how we supposed to get ahead with that going on? You feel me?
Nah, I don't feel you. The job of the business owner is not to try to get you ahead. It's to make sure that they are profitable.
But that's why it gonna come back to the way I feel about working the job and all that. That's why you can't just put all your eggs in one basket and expect a regular one hourly pay rate. You might, I don't care if you make $30, $40 an hour, you can't expect that to save you, bro.
I agree.
It's just like, it's ridiculous out here, you feel me? And that go back into what I be talking about, like, man, we gotta be on a mission to create more money, you know, try to build wealth, multiple streams of income, you feel me? Like, real talk, because it ain't just rent, but that was a big one, and I experienced this. But I remember, like, even though the thing I put my money into, it ain't go as planned, because I had put $6,000 in it, and by the end of the year, it supposed to been like $40,000-$50,000.
Y'all gotta stop getting finessed, bro. Listen. Y'all have to stop getting finessed. I don't know any investment. This is just me personally. If somebody is promising you, let's see, 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36, 42, 48, 54. So if somebody is promising you a 1,000% return on your investment in less than a year, you're getting finessed. If somebody is promising you a 1,000% return on your investment in a year, you are getting finessed. I don't know what that is. I don't know what his investment is. And but see, we got this mindset that quick money. I want to turn 6,000 into 40, 50,000 in less than a year. It was supposed to do that. Where? Who? And what's his name? Because Warren Buffett said that if you get an 8% return on average, 8 to 10% return on average, you beating the majority of investors and you killing it. And when I say on average, it's going to be up years, it's going to be down years, it's going to be that. But on average, you getting an 8 to 10% return and then you compound it over a period of time. That's how you get rich. We got to get away from these short-term finesses, man. If somebody, that sounds crazy.
Now, I did make a few thousand off of it, but it ain't go as planned. But it's like,
what are y'all investing
in? Situations had, you know, that type of stuff make me just like wonder. See, I'm not the type of person who's gonna sit around and be scared and complain. And I'm just thinking of a solution, and that's what a man is anyway, though. You feel me? But like, real talk though, man, like, it's crazy I seen this topic, because when that situation happened,
facts, Dave B.
Like, that shit, like, that was, I was like, yeah, man, hey, it's hard out here being an adult. You feel me? Like, this shit ain't no play. This shit ain't no fairy tale out here. You really gotta really try to get your shit together. You feel me? And you gotta do whatever it takes, or you will be out here nowhere to stay homeless. You know, like, and it's messed up because the job's not even paid. That'll happen, rent going up and all this, but then the jobs, the pay rates stay the same. Or they might give you a $50 raise, 50 cent raise, depending on where you work. And another thing, man, the people who make like close to six figures, because I had somebody on one of my videos talk about he make 80K a year and just like he bragging about this shit or something. I'm like, man, you people crazy. I don't know where you stay at, but it ain't, hey, that's good, man. If you making good money and you in these type of situations not hurting you as bad, that's good. But the worst thing you could do out here is just get comfortable. Because
I agree.
That's a comfortable statement when you, I made this amount, I'm good. No, bro, you not good. You feel me? I don't give a damn how much you make, especially if somebody giving you this, because when you working, somebody giving you that.
Nah, listen, that's good money. But the problem, listen, people don't have a earning problem. Most people have a lifestyle / spending problem. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Most people do not have a earning problem. They have a lifestyle / spending problem, and they want to get it fast. And we also live in this microwave Instagram culture where everybody is following people based off of the fact that they think that it's easy to get, but they're not trying to understand how they get it. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to spend more of your time listening, researching, and understanding. And I always said that slow money is the best money. It's not about how much money you make. I know people that make, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 a year, and their lifestyle is a $200,000 to $300,000 a year lifestyle. They're not stacking, they're not reinvesting, they're not doing any of that, they're not looking for multiple streams of income, any of that. And so most people's Achilles heel is the fact that they adjust their lifestyle to whatever it is, the amount of money that they're making.
But yeah, man, like, it just, you know, it just
I agree with him. You shouldn't have to get too comfortable. I'm never comfortable. I'm always looking to figure out how it is that I can do something a little bit differently.
And it kept going. It ain't go down since then. This was probably 3 years ago. It ain't go down. Everything is just expensive now. You feel me? This is just the new norm now. You feel me? Apartments that was $1,800 a month, now they $2,500, especially where I live at. You feel me? I'm in South Florida. You feel me? So
I knew it. I said that either he was in Houston or he was in South Florida all day long. And the cost of living is going up in these places. And that's why I keep telling y'all that a lot of times y'all are in these places that's not conducive for what it is that you're trying to build in your lifestyle. You're going to fall behind. Listen, South Florida and a lot of places in South Florida, it's a huge display of haves and have-nots. It's not for the regular folk.
It's real down here, you know, but... And it's like, man, I know it's hard to get ahead. Like, I know.
Grab my computer.
It's hard to get ahead like that. You feel me? But that's why we gotta kind of like just be more serious about everything. Cut back on try our best to cut back on bills. I don't give a damn if it's Netflix. I don't even I don't even use Apple Music no more. You feel me? Damn, I'm driving in 2 lanes.
I gotta have my Apple Music.
I don't even use Apple Music no more though. You gotta feel have me? My Apple that's Music. Only what, $12, $11 a month? But it's like, I'm trying to really level up and trying to, you know, trying to do this. You got to really be strategic about where your money going in, because every dollar count out here these days. Every dollar count, bro. But yeah, man, like, man, that, hey, man, that rent went up on us $400, man. We read that paper. I couldn't believe it. You feel me? Like, real talk. Like, and it made me look at where I'm living, like, man, like, because you go from paying $1,600, you, oh, yeah, this man, nice little apartment, this is our first little apartment together, me and my girl, we, you know, nigga, you know, we feel good. When it go up to 2,000 a year later, you like, man, this shit ain't worth it, though. You feel me? You look at the whole place different, man. You just used to love the apartment. Now you looking at it different. But it ain't just the rent. Everything, you know, inflation, bro. Everything just through the roof right now. You feel me?
Time to move, big
so
dog.
That being said, and what I've been on, I've been just trying to get all my bills down. I paid my car, you know.
That's good.
I was able to do that. Came across a little, you know, did my thing, hit a little lit, whatever. Hey, you gotta make this shit happen. However you gotta do it. You hear me? Real tough.
Listen, shout out to him for paying his cars off. I think that he has the right mindset. It just needs to be refined a little bit. I don't necessarily disagree with anything that he's saying. I just think that we have to make bigger adjustments to get bigger results, not necessarily look to invest a whole bunch of money and get a really, really quick return. So shout out to him. If y'all want to go and check out his channel, it's called Campaign SG Living with Papa Dozier. I'm glad that he's lowering his expenses. But hopefully a girl is working too, and she can carry some of that load and she can carry her own weight, and then y'all can go from there. Listen.